Corey, what type, who are some of these unheralded guys this week that we haven't necessarily looked at or started or even considered most of the way, that in week 17 they're serious options? Who are these guys, not necessarily in daily, but if you're in seasonal, you're looking for a guy like, we talked to Alvin Manzo live in studio yesterday, and one of the reasons he tied his fantasy championship was because he started Chris Thompson. And they got very lucky, obviously. But who are guys like a Chris Thompson that can win you a fantasy championship this week?
All right, we'll just kick it off right at the top with the guy, Alex Collins, running back, the young running back in Seattle, going up against the 49ers. Think he's going to get a shot this week.
I agree. Alex Collins is a good answer.
I think he's going to get a shot this week. Should see him carry a nice load. And then he also can get nice work in the second half, too, especially grinding down the clock and getting Seattle to the W. I think we'll see more Shaw Kendrick West this week. Spencer Ware been a major disappointment, and plus that's a guy they're going to need healthy going into the playoffs. So I think we see a good amount of Shaw Kendrick West this week. I'd be willing to go back to him. We already spoke about Fitzgerald Toussaint. That's how you say his name, Greg?
Toussaint.
I like Rashad Jennings this week against Washington and there.
I like Paul Perkins more than Rashad Jennings.
You like really, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm looking at the pass catching ability. Also mentioned, well, Isaiah Crowell is a guy that'd be in your lineup anyway. Wide receivers, I think you got, you know, some of the key guys up at the top. I like Sammy Watkins this week. You know, I'm going back down that alley
you
again.
Never stop that.
No.
EJ Emmanuel at the helm, still like him.
Yeah, you bring up a good point, Tony. I forgot about EJ Emmanuel at the helm. Bump him down a notch with EJ Emmanuel at the helm because we don't really know what Emmanuel has. I think the wide receivers are all the same. I think you see the situation in Pittsburgh with the guys like Ayers and Rodgers and what's the young man you mentioned earlier? Colby?
Eli Rodgers?
Colby Hamilton?
Oh, Colby Hamilton,
So I think you got those guys that's in the mix. Malcolm Mitchell, obviously. You know, I think you have more opportunities at running back than you do at wide receiver this week. I think a lot of our top wide receivers go out there. Or Brandon LaFell, obviously, too.
Okay.
I'm going to play Brandon LaFell this week.
So what about you, buddy?
I like him a lot, Brandon LaFell, this week against the Baltimore Ravens in that one. But the running back Rex Burkhead should get all the carries for Cincinnati, and he catches the ball out of the backfield. He'll be a guy that you could pick up and use this week. I think you'll see a lot of Kenneth Dixon today against Cincinnati in that matchup. So he'll be a guy that you can use. And, of course, with the news out of Tampa, Jaquizz Rodgers is a guy that will be in the mix.
Absolutely.
For that. I like Darren Sproles in Philly against Houston. I think they still, from everything I read, Darren Sproles against Dallas, Philly's going to try to win this game, and I think that they ain't going to be able to run it. Darren Sproles, you saw him come last game. I think he gets a big opportunity in that contest, and a lot of people don't play him, and you'll go and look for it. Ronnie Hillman's going to have an opportunity to get a start this week. I don't particularly love the matchup, but if you're hurting a running back, he comes in. I think you'll see more Robert Turbin than Frank Gore this week against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Okay. So he's going to come in there. And if Jacksonville, we talked about already the situation at running back. I like Ivory the best, but I think he could probably sneak in Denard Robinson too if you're hurting a running back.
There you go. There's some of the sleepers that you can use. I noticed you guys didn't really mention any tight ends.
I think the tight end situation is pretty. What would you guys do with Jordan Reed this week?
So rumor is he's going to play, right?
Yeah, that's the thing. He's going to
play. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, last week I wouldn't have played him if he played. This week, where it's been a couple weeks now, I would play. And I do have a sleeper tight end for you.
Okay.
Brandon Myers is going to get the start in Tampa, against Carolina. Against Carolina, he'll be a guy that you can definitely use. He looked actually pretty good when he came in relief last week. Azuma from Cincinnati, too, is going to get the start.
CJ Azuma,
he's only 25. Yeah, he's only 2,500 on DraftKings, so he's even below the salary. So he can. Those two guys are your cheap tight ends that you can go ahead and use.
Jesse James also, he's three grand on.
Yep.